It's called the Lower Sioux Agency. You can still find a few of the historical buildings near Morton, Minnesota. The story told here is one of the struggle and conflict that arose as people began to pour into the fertile fields of today's state of Minnesota. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here near Morton, Minnesota, you can still find the old site that attempted to administer the peace between Native Americans and settlers moving west.
Lower Sioux Agency Historic Site is the actual administrative center for the old Lower Sioux Reservation.
John Robertson shares the story from that site. The Dakota had continued to be pushed into a smaller area, and a drought the previous year made the situation dire for many. When some young Dakota men killed settlers north of the Minnesota River near here, a large group of Dakota attacked the agency headquarters with the goal of reclaiming land for their people.
It was an extensive area of conflict. There are battle sites, and those are all listed in history. And the other side of it is that, as with most wars, most people did not participate on either side. Most people were trying to stay alive.
Conflicts in August and September of 1862 led to the deaths of over 300 settlers and about 100 U.S. soldiers and militia. When the U.S. military gained control, over 1,500 Dakota were held near Fort Snelling, with 303 Dakota sentenced to death. President Lincoln commuted the sentences of all but 38 who were executed in Mankato. John traces his heritage to those families who lived here.
There were approximately 1,500 that ended up in the prison camp. That meant that there were 5,500 to 7,500 Dakota people then who dispersed.
John's ancestors fled to what is now North and South Dakota. Today, the Lower Sioux Historical Site helps tell the story of what took place here, and the Lower Sioux community includes 2.5 square miles of land that was once part of that larger reserved parcel of territory that was about 70 miles long and 20 miles wide. The Dakota had been placed by the U.S. government in the 1850s. Driving the countryside near Morton, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.